Did any of your sons ever go in to do this with you?
No. There's a... We go in there fishing now. You see, the government taking it over, and we go in there and go in there. And we go all about there now.
What sorts of equipment do you take with you?
You can't carry a gun. You're not allowed a gun. No ammunition, a gun, nothing, just your pole and hooks and lines and bait.
You have to be really ready for that. Can you tell me the places you went to when you were in World War One?
It was 14 days and nights going across. Went to Liverpool, England. Then across the English Channel into France. Well, you know, Germany, these boats in Germany army was in France when we got over there. Because we was getting on the last end of the gun. We went right straight through to cruise France from Bousset Hill. That's the first front we was on. And then we stayed up there. I don't recollect just how long. We stayed up there. We come back there and they relieve us. We stay up on the front, you know, in the trenches so long, then send another division in and relieve us. And we go back to rest camp, stay 4 or 5 days in the rest camp. Then we go relieve another division places. I was on 5 different fronts, you know, in the Argonne and Paris when the armistice was signed, World War I.
When armistice was signed. And when you came back, you went to Tennessee, you see?
No.
When you came back, you were in Tennessee until you got there?
Well, when we landed back, on the boat, they sent us over to Rockford, Illinois, Camp Grant. And I was discharged over there. I mean, re-enlisted over there and come to Atlanta, Fort Gordon. And then when I left Fort Gordon, there was 11 of us. It was sent over here to Columbus, Georgia. I'm one of the first 11 that ever put my foot on at Fort Gordon.
In Columbus.
In Columbus, Georgia. We stayed there about 2 weeks, 11 of us, right by ourselves, until they come and send the lumber in there, you know, to start that camp.
That's interesting. You were really there in the beginning.
Yes, I was one of the first 11 that put my foot on that, right there on the river. We didn't do nothing but go down and fish, mess around at the river, stay there, you know, and look after what was in there. You see, they bought, coming in, bought all them houses and all the property, everything. We sent this, was in the D Company, the 7th Engineers, sent us in there to take over, you know, and we just skirmish about and then keep people going in, hauling stuff out, from the government.
This is real pine tree country around in here. Can you tell me the different kinds of pine trees, or what you call the pine trees that are used for the timber, or the pine trees that are used? Can you tell me the different terms that you use?
Well, we've got several different types of trees here. Now we've got what we call a long leaf pine, and the short leaf slash, long leaf, and the short leaf. Well, now they're disposing of that long leaf, getting shed of all of it because it's too slow growing. And we're getting in, got into the long, all together now with a short leaf. And we got and two types of slash. Well, now the hardwood now is the black gum and stuff like that. And it grows nowhere but in the swamps. And it's too rotten. It's too much water that it makes it rotten, you know, and they're disposing all of that and cleaning these swamps up. And we had one tree on this land, on the company's land here, that was the biggest short leaf slash that was in the United States.